Now joined by head coach Sean Dabney over at Milan High School. The Wildcats, it's a big game week. They're getting ready for a big rival game and the GRC opener. A 2-0 record coming in for the green and gold to make the short trip northward on Friday night to take on the Midgets. That game, you can hear, we've been announcing this all week on 92.3 FM KTTN. And it's also going to be available on Z101.7. Trenton has a COVID case, unfortunately, so Trenton-Princeton is canceled for Friday night, so we will have Milan Putnam County on both 92.3 and 101.7 on Friday night. Pre-game 5:30 on 101.7 and 6 o'clock on KTTM. Coach, always an exciting week when the Wildcats play the Midgets. Have you had a good week of practice over Milan Way?
Yeah, we've had a really good week, and just started school, and I think kids are really excited about even being back at school. It's just a real nice atmosphere, and practices are going well, just even with the weather and everything. It's been business as usual.
So as it pertains to your football team, Coach, you scored a lot of points, but you gave up a fair amount of points last week. It turned into one of those games where your running attacks, Harrisburg couldn't stop the running attack, but Harrisburg's passing attack was pretty prolific, too, at the pit last week.
Yep, that's pretty much how it all played out.
Let's start with the positive. Obviously, you put great yards up running-wise, and we know this. We've talked about this for years. We can talk about the guys hauling the rock in the backfield, but they don't get the job done if you don't have guys blocking up front. A superb night for your offensive line.
Absolutely. You guys did a great job of staying on, sustaining blocks, and when you can do that, and you're just going to have to stick together and grind it out for 48 minutes. We don't come to play one quarter. We're going to play four of them.
I would assume you had a plethora of big plays offensively. Did it kind of turn into one of those games as a coaching staff where you go, they can't stop us on the running attack, so let's try to see if we can grind out some yards and keep the ball and kind of turn it into a time of possession sort of game, or did some of the big plays just kind of take that thought process away a little bit?
Well, I think we were trying to do a little of both. I mean, we've always tried to do that, you know, and if something breaks away, it breaks away. And you know, didn't matter who we were playing, but definitely, you know, that's always the case each week for us.
What was the biggest challenge that Harrisburg gave you guys with their passing attack, Coach? Was it their quickness or just their timing?
Well, I just think it was a lot of you know, they just have some, they practice as well, you know, so, and we're definitely not, we're humans, we're not perfect either, but, you know, as we make plays, they make plays, and they've got a tremendous receiving core. They've got a really outstanding quarterback, good quick release, a young man that, they just got a really nice, you know, just different things that they do. And there's a lot that we've learned from it. So I'm sure if we played again, there are things they've learned against us too. But I know there's a lot of things that we were able to take from it. And a lot of it are just real correctable things, which is great because you have something to really come back to practice and get kids back down to down to earth sometimes, and you know, it's never as good as it seems, it's never as bad as it seems, so you just make sure we're grounded and fix what we got to fix. And but you know, a lot of it had to do with, man, there were some great throws when there was great coverage. There was times where we might have a little mix in coverage, but it's hey, it's just, there's going to be mistakes made. You just have to continue to fight hard to overcome them.
A lot of times, I've seen this too. You go back to Tom Brady's years with the Patriots, and you watch a game, and they had that quick fire offense where they'd have short throws and short drops. And as much as you'd like to get pressure in his face, it's hard to do when the quarterback's getting rid of the football within a second or two. Was that kind of the case too with trying to get pressure up the middle?
You know what? They have a very good, sizable group of kids up front that protect pretty well. And, kid's got a good quick release, but if you really look at it, the super gun, I mean, he was really deep, almost like in a punt situation. So you're thinking, man, you're getting close, but he's really back there pretty deep, and I think a lot of that has to do with sometimes they may be a little bit afraid of protection, but But we were getting pretty close, and we were able to shut a couple drives down, get a pick, and do different things. But you can't do it every time. And, you know, again, hats off to their athletic. I look for them to do make, you know, a lot of noise in that Lewis and Clark. And, you know, they return everybody from last year on the winning season. So they were a very quality ball club, and just fortunate to be able to pull that out.
Well, you get into a game like that, too, where it kind of feels like the teams are trading touchdowns and putting points on the board. And you mentioned it. I was going to ask you about turnovers, but you got a big pick. And in a game like that, those turnovers, can be really big ones. And I'm sure that pick that you got was a big one for your defense.
Yeah, it was a big one. And turnovers are going to occur. But what happens after that turnover, do you capitalize on it? You know, or can you fight through that and cancel it out? You know, if you have a turnover and then let's say you hold them out and get a punt or, you know, maybe get a turnover right back, those things cancel each other out. But there was a juncture, I want to say it was 22-8. We're getting ready to score down on the south end and little progress. Malin Cole's getting driven back. And for whatever reason, forward progress wasn't called, and about three or four guys ripped the ball out, and they got the ball, and that halted one of our scores. We were able to dink and dunk and go down the field and score, and then made it 22-14. We go in and make that, you know, 29 or 30-6. That's a pretty big I mean, that's, you know, not that they couldn't have got the ball back and come down and scored, but I thought that was a big turning point a little bit as far as the way the game ended up, you know, playing out. You know, sometimes you get up a score like that. If you go for one or go for two, make it either 29 or 30 to eight, that would be, you know, really set yourself pretty well before the by the end of the second half going into the third. But, you know, that's just not how it played out, and we'll learn from it.
Yes, you know, Dominic's putting up big numbers for you, Coach, and you know, he would be the first one to credit his O-line. When you look at him, just the way he's running this year, is a little bit bigger, stronger, hitting the hole quicker, being able to get off of his cuts quicker. Is it just kind of a combination of all of the above with him?
It's probably a little bit of everything. I mean, he's not a freshman, sophomore, junior anymore. He's a senior. He's been laying bricks for a long time, working hard and getting to where he needs to be right now. So that's just kind of where it is. I mean, it wasn't like he just worked out hard during our off time COVID time. No, he's been working hard for a long time and just all's coming together. You know, you start down low and now all of a sudden you build your house, you build your foundation. And it's, you know, it's just, you're at that point where, you're not 14 or 15 anymore, you know, so you're just getting older and it's just all coming together for a kid that's paid the price and has put a lot of hard work into it along with those other guys as well. Just a great leader and the other guys are right there in there with him. So, you know, you just try to build for this time.
It is, and I'll just hand the mic to you here, Coach. We know what Milan Putnam County is. It is an intense, a hard-hitting football game where both teams want to win very, very badly. And your thoughts about the midgets and the preparation and what you expect from the game on Friday night this week.
I've as a player, as a coach, it's been getting close to 40 years, but I can give you pretty lots of examples. It's always going to be a great football game no matter what. You know, it's, you know, just going to be hard fought. You just have to go out there. And again, when you get into these kind of games, you know, it's just, you know, continue to execute. And like any other game, you can't just totally get out of character and all of a sudden because it's some, I try to look at some of these rival games as Urban Meyer has done through the years, and he's had a lot of luck with those. And, you know, you just have to continue to get prepared like any other week. And you want to spend a little extra time, great. But you've got to stay within character and go out to the things you have to do. It's not on anyone.
It's the head coach of the Milan Wildcats and John Dabney. It's Milan, Putnam County, an always fun week of high school football. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll catch up with you after the game.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.